Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Tuesday, July 14th. If you just joined the show, our man Justin Moore is back. Back in action on Morning Mayhem. Glad to have him back and his new journey in life.
Good to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back. Roger Scott is here.
Hi,
he and I are getting ready to head to Dallas. And thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer of adventure. We'll be at the Dallas Cowboy headquarters tomorrow. But before that, we'll be at Cliff Harris's house. We'll be in his study where he's got his Hall of Fame bust, a copy of that, and then, of course, two replica Super Bowl trophies. He should have some pretty cool stuff in there, Roger.
Oh, absolutely.
You just got to make sure he doesn't take anything, Justin.
Listen, if there's anything pocket size, I'm going for it. I'll ask him, hey, where do you keep your security cameras?
And then, of course, Christian Weaver producing. In studio with us is Jessica Ford. Good morning from the Arkansas Community Foundation.
Good morning. And I feel like I should say, good morning, Kate.
I know. She's got her Saturday Night Live voice on there that... I say hello to Justin, Jessica. Hey.
That's what that was.
What's up,
hey,
Jess?
Justin.
Yes, how
I'm
you doing?
Back. I'm good. Good to hear your voice on
thank
here.
Thank you. Likewise. Hey, before we go any further, yeah. Baz, I forgot to mention, yeah. Today is Klein's birthday, her 12th birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to her.
She is a rock star.
Daughter.
Rock star.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday, Klein.
She's a little performer, isn't she?
Oh, my gosh, this is her first day.
She is.
First birthday with a sober daddy.
That's right.
I think about that with my daughter. I promise you that. Yeah. I remember how many she had.
She is. I hard to believe she's 12. Yeah. Happy birthday,
crazy,
Klein.
But
yeah, she's
back to Kate's favorite, Jessica's voice.
She's funny. Well, the reason Jessica's here, where she brought her friend, and I guess you guys have developed, a working relationship the last 2 years. Sheriff Mike Knadel, and he is the sheriff of Dallas County. And that sheriff, how many cities? What cities does that beside Fordyce does that make up?
Well, you have Sparkman, you have Carthage, and, of course, where I live is Cooter Neck.
Cooter Neck.
Cooter Neck.
Okay. Also an item at Cupid's.
True story. True story. I'll bring you a T-shirt
okay,
sometime.
Okay, I like it.
So then you have Cooney, Cooter Neck, Sparkman, Bucksnort.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
When I first moved there, I moved from Pulaski County, and I remember on the radio hearing this. Now, I come from Pulaski County, big area,
right,
to Dallas County, and I remember coming over the radio and talking about an accident, and they said, well, it's just east of Bucksnort and just west of Cooter Neck, and I'm like,
wow,
there's no way.
No way that's true.
But it is.
You throw your name in that, and that's a trifecta.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, you were formerly, Roger, I don't know if you remember this, he's been on this show before, but back then he came in as a director of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Correct.
Did that for how many years?
Was there about 4.5, right at 5.
Were a park ranger, right?
No.
I'm sorry, game warden.
Easy now.
Game warden, excuse me. And then you retired, and you thought, okay, I'm done. I'm going to kick back, and then I want to run for sheriff.
6 years, so I was retired chasing turkeys and my granddaughters watching them, and basically lost my mind and had a lot of people wanting me to run for sheriff, so decided to do it, and I won, and here I am.
Year six, right, at sheriff, is that what you
actually
said?
This is year four,
and
I just got reelected to a second term.
Gotcha. Well, the reason you're here, it's been 2 years since the horrible shooting down in Fordyce at the Mad Butcher, and of course Jessica is connected to this story because she's with the Arkansas Community Foundation, which came into the community and helped raise funds for the folks that dealt with this and the families that were affected by losing their loved ones, or the fact that they were just there in the grocery store and had to deal with the mental aspect. And for those that don't know, Justin, we haven't had you on. We've talked about getting you on.
Right.
And for those that haven't heard the story, Yeah, I know you've probably told it 1,000 times. It's probably not much fun to tell, but if you don't mind, just sort of what happened that day two years ago.
So it's a Friday, and like everybody else, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do this weekend, and I'm in circuit court. Circuit court that day, which is unusual to have circuit court. But I remember a lady walking in the courtroom, and she said, somebody just got shot at Mad Butcher, just like that.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, somebody got into it and somebody got shot. So I pointed at one of my deputies and told him, I said, you follow me. We leave the courthouse, and when we pull up, it was like World War II. I mean, it was terrible. I seen people laying in the parking lot. Suspects started shooting at us, me and some other law enforcement there. One thing that I was proud of from the first 911 call that come in 4 minutes and 40 seconds, we had him on the ground.
What, 1 minute and 40 seconds?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay.
40 seconds from the first 911 call. If you look at these mass shootings, which is just sad across the world, but, you know, the response time is usually nothing like that. But I think God was with us that day, and we got him taken out of operation that quick.
So when you came up, he was firing his weapon, which was it a handgun or was it a rifle?
Shotgun.
Shotgun
and a handgun.
So you're looking, you see people are down.
Yes.
You know that there's probably fatalities. You didn't know
correct
how many, but he was outside the by that point, the shopping center, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He passed in. I couldn't see him. I remember him firing distinctly one round that went over my head, and it hit the post office across the
wow
street. And it ended up being a slug out of a shotgun. If you know what that is, it's pretty good size round. And I finally caught a glimpse of him going in between two vehicles, and he went behind another vehicle and he was reloading. And I don't want to minimize anything here that, you know, you have Fort Ice PD, yeah, the sheriff's office there. At that time, there was an officer that had been shot that I wasn't aware.
Okay.
He was shot in the parking lot. And so the suspect squats down, and when he does, all I can see is his buttocks, as they properly say, the political term.
Right.
But anyhow, I fired around, and I hit him in the buttocks. And he goes down, and from there...
did he give up at that point?
No. We kept firing, and everybody was firing, mind you.
Wow.
But he was finally hit one round in the forehead that knocked him and disabled him. We got up there and got him cuffed, and when we rolled him over, that was about the point in time where I realized I knew who he was.
You knew him.
I knew him since he was probably 12
wow
years old.
Oh my goodness! Did he recognize you, or is he out?
He
of
did. When I rolled him over, it took him a little while, but I said his name, and he said, "That's me, Sheriff." So he knew who I was. Yeah.
So you got him. You cuff him. Did you get him out of there ASAP, you know, because you did you think, well, is he the only one? Did you know once you got him pretty much?
We didn't, you know, at that time, of course, when something like that happens, you have 10,000 rumors, you know, there's three shooters.
Yeah,
there's this and there's that. So obviously we're trying to secure the scene. Plus the main thing is help, you know, the victims that we can, the survivors that are there.
Right.
And so that's priority number one. And we finally ascertained that he had went into the store and done all this damage, but there was a bunch of people hiding in the cooler in the back, and they got we got them out.
Did you, as you were walking through, so you get him secured, then you start looking around and realizing you have multiple fatalities. What was that like to look in the, oh my gosh, this is even worse maybe than what you thought it was?
It's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, that's your community or my community, and those are my people.
Yeah.
And, you know, to see something like that happen is just devastating. And it was bad. I remember after we got most of the victims out, my phone rang, and it was, I know y'all had him on the other day, Colonel Mike Hagan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, we've been friends forever. And he said, Sheriff, how bad is it? And I said, it's bad. It's real bad. And he said, I'm on my way. And so they show up with the cavalry and the CID people that work the crime scenes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point in time, I was still probably in shock because I lost track of time.
Yeah.
I remember looking up and seeing the colonel, and I thought he must have come down on the helicopter.
Yeah.
And but it had been like an hour and 15 minutes. Right, They'd come from Hot Springs.
Did you, so you there were four fatalities, mm-hmm. and then how many other people were shot?
13.
13 injured by gunfire.
13 injured by gunfire, and some of those pretty badly.
Yes.
Pretty severely. Yeah,
multiple, that mic,
yeah, multiple gun wounds to several people. And then there were 29 people there that day that were either injured by gunfire or were in the grocery store in the parking lot and saw it happen.
That's the other part of this thing, not the physical, the mental, this that you're in there, you know, buying some milk and a loaf of bread, and somebody walks in there and just starts shooting. And he just walked right. He just walks in there. Sure. There was no motive, right? I mean,
he walks in and he shoots the front glass out first.
Okay, wow.
You know where the sliding doors are, and then he shoots the clerk. That's where it kind of begins.
Yeah, and so after that, you had everybody start coming in. You got state police. You got everybody. Everybody's rallying to help each other, and then Jessica, you guys got involved because you wanted to help. You just wanted to. You knew these people would be. They had bills to pay. The hospital bills, and everything was covered. And so the Community Foundation, you were there, what, in 48 hours, I think, right?
Well, I don't know how.
Or 72 hours?
Gosh, when I think back on it, I don't know when we came in. But, I had a little bit of training prior about how a community should respond following a mass shooting. So when it happened, I thought, man, who else knows this? I don't think there's a lot of people in Arkansas that understand, you know, what's about to happen here. Fortunately, Sheriff knew about what was to happen because he this wasn't his first mass shooting. So Community Foundation came in and just kind of helped manage the traffic. There was a lot of people that wanted to give. A lot of predatory behavior pops up after something like this, and there was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think we did a good job of helping corral all the resources that were wanting to come to Fordyce from all over the state and from the nation and make sure that the survivors got what they deserved, which was the money that was donated.
And you've got the hospital situation. You've got doctors taking care of people who have physically been shot, been injured. Then you've got all of those, including the others, have the mental issues. And so you're having a mental thing to deal with here. And that I remember, Jessica, one of the things is that y'all were trying to find sheriff people to counsel, because every one of those, you know, they're going to have a rough road for years to come. And that was something that was important too, making sure people had access to help in that way.
That's always been very important to me, David, as a law enforcement supervisor. People looks at law enforcement overall and says, well, you handle that and you go on, you handle this and you go on. But, you know, all these traumatic events, they build up.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very big on it's really not an optional thing with me, like with my officers. If they're involved in a traumatic incident like that, they're going to counsel.
Sure.
I want them to get the help. Maybe they don't need it. Different people handle different things different ways. But, you know, I encouraged everybody that was involved in it, you know, the victims and everybody, you know, hey, go get some help.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody about it. And there, you know, obviously there's people that are still struggling with it. You know, you hear this term all the time, closure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't buy into it.
Yeah.
You don't get closure. You try to come to peace.
Yeah, two years is not even, to be honest with you. I mean, you're still.
It's wrong.
You imagine having the nightmares that you have. Right. But that's what, Jessica, you know, one of the things you guys were able to do, too, is come up with a model that maybe can help other cities that are, you know, there's so many levels of this, from law enforcement to the health, the mental, the money, mm-hmm. that people are all of a sudden they can't work. Mm-hmm. They're in the hospital. They got kids to take care of. Their mom has passed, you know, and so, you know, those things have to be addressed, too.
I think so. And I hope that we never need this information ever again.
Absolutely.
I hope that we never have to deal with this, but the chances are we will. And I think what I learned through all this, and Sheriff, you can say more about this if you want to, is that communities, you know, when something like this happens, what do you do? I mean, people are just like, what? What's going on? You know, the mayor, this was his first shooting. It was everybody's first time to deal with something like this. But there is a model out there. There's a literal playbook that you can read that says, say this, don't say that. Do this, don't do that. And then once it's happened, call us. Call this organization, call that organization. And when you know that kind of thing, you can't unknow it.
Right.
So I sort of feel like I have this sort of personal goal to say this to as many communities as possible. And I actually spoke on a national stage last year about it and told all the community foundation leaders there, you know, you need to know about these partner organizations that we worked with that deal with this all over the nation to make sure that when something like this happens, you don't have to do it alone. That you can ask for help. Arkansas Community Foundation is one of those resources to help, or any community foundation near you. But I say this all the time, that Arkansas is a really generous state, but people want to give, and a lot of people wanted to give, but the money matters. Like all that money coming in, it's really easy to raise money after a disaster. What it's hard to do is make sure that it gets to the right people and that it's all like tax wise and that it's not predatory and that it's funneled through the right things. I don't know if the sheriff got a big bill from the IRS that year, because he immediately went into action and opened bank accounts for everybody and said, hey, everybody go put some money in.
Yeah.
And that was an act of valor as far as I was concerned, because he knew what was about to happen. That helped people pay some bills immediately. But at a bigger scale, when you're talking about millions of dollars, you need somebody like the Community Foundation that can help with that.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with the Sheriff Mike Knadel, and he's the sheriff of Dallas County, and he's down in Fordyce where this shooting happened at the Mad Butcher. We also have Jessica Ford of the Arkansas Community Foundation. So how is the community now? How is it? Mm-hmm. How is the community?
David, I would say that we're good. It's not as good as you want it to be, but it's not as bad as it could be. Obviously there's people still hurting. Overall, you know, I made a statement early on, you know, this is not an event that's going to define us, and it's not an event that's going to divide us. And, moving on, everybody's kind of trying to do that with their lives, but you know, there's people that's going to be affected the rest of their life.
What happened to the shooter? I can't remember. What
he got, ended up with like 16 life sentences.
He's in a prison somewhere in Arkansas?
Yes.
Do you ever, I know somebody's probably asked this thing, do you look back on that? Is there something in part of you say, I wish I'd have took him out? I wish we'd have.
Absolutely. I tried everything in my power to do that.
Yes.
After it happened, there was some national media that said, they didn't take him down because they had all these ridiculous reasons. Like, well, why didn't he get taken
killed.
Down?
Yeah.
I'll never forget you saying, and I won't say it on air, but you're like, I tried my best to kill the son of a...
That's right.
Yeah.
When we respond to something like that, we're not there to injure or whatever. I mean, that's the way we're trained. And I thought he was gone. I mean,
he got shot in the head.
Yeah, right.
That usually ends
that, it. That'll do it. Yeah.
We don't have the death penalty here anymore. He wasn't for whatever reason.
We do. The family's met with the prosecutors, and that's a whole process too.
Sure.
I think Jessica, you were in some of those meetings, but you know, basically they take a poll from the families and say, hey, what do you want to do here? So when you look at the death penalty, I'm not going to say I'm for it, I'm against it or whatever. I think there are definitely cases that, you know, they need it. And so, but do you want to keep reliving this over and over and over again when the trials and the appeals and all those things, and when you say the death penalty, it sounds good on a fast bicycle.
Sure.
You know, man, we're going to send him to the pen 6 weeks later. That doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
You know it, and I know it, and he'll sit there for 30 years on death row.
Did you ever find out? You knew the guy? Mm-hmm. Was there ever anything that came out as to what caused him? Did he just have a mental breakdown? Had he had behavior like this before?
No.
Okay.
No, he was. He was actually on the genius spectrum.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Had two master's degrees, I think, and I knew him when he was a young kid. He was a little different, but, you know, nothing to say, hey, man, you better watch this. And great parents, great family life. His dad had passed away sometime. I spent some time with his mother here recently, sitting on front porch swing.
Yeah.
And bless her heart, you know, she just doesn't understand.
Jessica, you had the chance to, and when you guys were coming together with the community, to give some money, and it was Christmas time, and you know, mm-hmm. some of these people lost their loved ones, couldn't work, all this, and so you were able to give some money, which was something that they needed. You forget about these things. Like I said, people can't work. I got to keep my kid. How am I going to do this? And you got a chance to sort of see how you know that money that people gave, how much of a difference that made.
Yeah, the community found it. We raised several hundred thousand dollars. Ultimately, were raised, and we were able to distribute that. And I've said this before, but one of the greatest privileges of my life was on Christmas Eve Eve. I drove down there and was able to hand out some of the checks to the people who had lost loved ones and were affected. I actually had to go to Mad Butcher. And what I don't know how they do it. The strength of some of those people that worked at Mad Butcher that went back to work.
Within weeks. Yeah.
You know, I have so much admiration for them. And some of the people, survivors, I was like, where do you want to meet? And they're like, well, not in the Mad Butcher parking lot. I'll meet you anywhere else.
Is that the only grocery store in Fort Ice?
It is.
Oh, okay. So that's Roger. That's it.
Is there not a Walmart there?
There is.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to see, because we went to El Dorado.
But they don't have really groceries.
No, I got you. Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because, is it on the highway as we're coming by? Yes.
79.
And we came 79. Mm-hmm. So the reason I point that out is that here it is 2 years ago, and we're driving and just kicking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that community is still, you know, they're still, and we are oblivious to that because of what happens. And just because you're bringing it to our mind just to remember things like that, and to remember this community and to remember that family. And we're driving by, they're just having a good old time and don't even think about it.
I would still be, you know, anxious. I still have a little bit of angst if I had been there and that guy walked in. To walk back in there, I don't care if it's been 2 years later. I'm looking around. Mm-hmm. I mean, just human nature 100%. To go. You know, could it happen again?
Well, you and I might not, because I'm not even thinking about it when I go through there.
Yeah, but those.
But
who
if
have
I
been
live
there,
there
right.
there's
yeah.
not, right. no, there's no. Absolutely,
what,
no doubt.
For those who, if you're, there's a city out there listening or a community, that, you know, where can I see this game plan to where you're dealing with these kind of things? Where can people find that?
Go to our website, arcf.org/Fordyce, and there's the playbook, there's the partners that we worked with and their contact information, there's a video about what happened in Fordyce, there's kind of the story of what Arkansas Community Foundation did. And, you know, we went on a little road show last year. Colonel Hager got all of the folks from the Department of Public Safety together following the shooting and said, hey, let's go around the state and talk about what happened, talked about what we would do, talk about what resources are available to them. And so we're part of that as well. So now if anything like this were to happen, and I think he's done a good job of this, first responders will have a QR code that will take them to this page that has all of these resources on it.
Yeah.
And so we're just one of those resources, essentially.
Yeah, it's working with the state. It's working with local. I mean, it's everybody working together.
That's right. Yeah. When I was in Minneapolis last year presenting this to the National Forum, one fire chief came up to me, and I don't know why he was there, actually, which now that I'm thinking about it, but he said, I just forwarded this to my whole crew. Like, everybody just read this. It's a short read. It's just kind of, let's know this, because, you know, once you got it in your head, you won't forget it. And if you do forget it, you'll at least know it's there and that there's a resource. And hopefully we'll never need it. It's like preparing for, you know, something that you won't need.
Again, odds are that it will happen again somewhere. You know,
that's one of the things that's very important, and Jessica's been to some of the talks that I've been to, is number one, don't think that it can't happen to you, because look at Fordyce, Arkansas.
Right. Yeah.
Who would have ever thought it? But, you know, here we are.
Yeah. Jessica says this is not your first mass shooting. So,
well,
obviously, that's
when I was colonel or director of law enforcement for the Game and Fish, does everybody remember the West Memphis shootout?
No.
Oh, you talking about the one that was on the side of the road?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At Walmart.
Oh, it's crazy.
So these two survivalist type, they kill two
crazy
West Memphis police officers, and then they go to Walmart, and they're trying to hide. The law enforcement done a great job shutting the interstate down, but they go inside to try to buy clothes to change their appearance. When they come out, they're confronted by the sheriff and the chief deputy, and they were both shot and somehow survived. Wow. But one of my officers, which he's the sheriff now in Monroe County, Michael Neal, he killed both those suspects in the Walmart parking lot. So
I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, I had just been colonel like 6 weeks when that happened, and I was thrust into that. That was a heck of a deal.
You just don't know who you're going to run into. You don't know.
You don't know.
Well, listen, great job, Mike. That's amazing. And it's just not you, your staff, the community.
Right.
It took everybody coming together, Jessica, the Community Foundation, All the businesses that gave money, the individuals.
Right. And, Arkansans across the state. Yeah. It was amazing.
And people are still dealing with things down there. Those 29 people that were affected, and can't forget about them. Mm-mm. Can't forget, just because it's, you know, it's been 2 years, they still are dealing with that. And as a community, you always want to be supportive. And so, but job well done.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, job
and,
well done.
And one thing that I can't leave here without saying, do you know how far you've outrun your punt coverage
with
this lady?
I know. I
mean,
I know.
She didn't tell me that you and her were together for like 2 or 3 times. Because I was bragging about beating you.
I was getting worried.
You were spending
too much time with her. I was like, who's this sheriff you're talking to?
That's right.
Who's this sheriff you're talking to?
But I'm like, my claim to fame is beating the Baz when I was director here.
Did
on
you beat me on Beat the Baz?
I did.
How about that?
But anyhow, I was like, man, this guy is way outrunning the punt coverage.
Yeah, especially my age.
But
you know, especially at my age.
I'm proud of her because she came in at a time. I had raised like $80,000 pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I quickly realized my CPA said, hey, you realize you're going to have to pay taxes on that. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. And Jessica come in and saved the day on that for me, too.
Well, I love it because it was the greatest example of working together.
Absolutely.
And everybody has different backgrounds, and you come together and make a positive difference after something as horrible as that. So,
right.
Job well done, Mike. We can invite you back. Come on back whenever you're around. Bring up Mike Hager. We can do a little Battle of the Badge again if you want to.
Look here. I've been trying to upgrade that guy's image for years, and I'm still working on it.
He's a great guy. Jessica, well done.
Well done.
Arkansas Community Foundation, one of the best in the country. Thank you guys for coming by and sharing that.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll come back at 9:30 here. Roger, 30 minutes away from hitting the road. That's what we do. Let's go.
Hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the NBA Summer League, the Cavaliers beat the Heat 90-73. Malik Thomas had 35 points. It was the second straight game with 30-plus points in the Las Vegas Summer League. The Cavaliers will play again tomorrow against the Pelicans at 4:30. The World Cup semifinals start today with France versus Spain. They met last in the UEFA semifinals last year, where Spain won 5-4. The two have met only one time ever in the World Cup. That was in 2006 when France won 3-1. France has kept a clean sheet in 3 straight games, while Spain has allowed just 1 goal in the World Cup. The game is set to start at 2 o'clock. Coverage will be on Fox. And the MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 7 o'clock. Coverage can also be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
We're facing a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, but before the storms arrive, we'll hit a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 71. We'll stay out of the 90s tomorrow, an 86-degree high temperature with a 70% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime.
Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Chavis too. Let's wow, all whoop it too. I'm sure you're both good guys.
Sure you are.
Bye-bye, coach.
Bye-bye, coach.
Bye-bye, I can't care less.
Can't care less.
Left our hogs a mess. You gave our state a black eye. Paul Ellswood bellow, oh my. Hammer down and left lane with that engine blue. You pocket millions. I'm not worried about you. So now just maybe we will win again, like we did with Frank and Lou, Bobby Houston and Ken. Oh well, oh well, oh bye-bye, Chad.
Bye, Chad.
Sayonara to Chavis too.
Oh, c'est la vie.
Let's all woo Pixoo. I'm sure you both.
Boy, get it. 2019.
I almost forget that John Chavis was there.
Yeah.
Whew, that, I forgot that Chad had hired
Man,
him.
That was so bad.
Bruce wow. James and I got into it over Chavis. And
Chavis, listen, Chavis was a Brewers Award winner.
He was a stud.
He was
Tennessee,
and LSU.
He went to A&M. It didn't work out, and he came back. Yeah. And he came to us then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he just went. What? Sam Pittman was a stud when he was at Arkansas with Bielema, yeah. Then at Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as Justin was saying, he realized we've been 2-10 three times in 8 years. That's
ridiculous.
That's why we're number 50 plus.
I was just saying, Justin, early in the morning, we were looking at the Hootens Arkansas football, and they've got us ranked. They've got 138 teams. You want to guess where they've got us?
Who is it doing the ranking?
Well, it's Hootens. And so,
It's statewide.
It's statewide, deal. So you would think they would probably give us a little bit better than, you know,
85.
Actually, a little bit better than that. We got us at 52. 52.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, when you go high like Justin, I win 100, you know, hey, not too bad. We're at 50.
I'm looking at anybody, you know, I was looking at, where is it? Auburn's at 40. You know, their fans aren't happy. Florida State, who's won, you know, multiple national championships, top 10 forever with Bobby Bowden, they're 39. The Clemson, 29. I mean, good Lord. I mean, and then but let's look at the top 25 and see. This is what gets me is I'm going to name some teams and you're going to go, shouldn't Arkansas be in there? Let's look at number 11, Texas A&M. Number 9, Oklahoma. Okay. Number 15, SMU. Number 15, SMU. SMU.
They got a lot of money.
They do.
And they spend it.
They do. Tennessee is number 18. Houston, 19. You know, if Houston's at 19, why can't we be in the top 25? Texas Tech, 20.
Both of the ones you just mentioned, there is a caveat or an asterisk or whatever, however you say that word. they're both in really weak conference.
True.
I mean, that does make a difference.
True.
I mean, we get Georgia again.
Yeah, right. Like, I know.
Texas Tech is screwed on the schedule every time.
I know. We're number one or number two again this year. Texas Tech was 12-2 last year. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Missouri, 8-5. Justin.
Again, have had the weakest schedule ever since goofball got there.
Do you know?
I mean,
I think there's two teams. Didn't I say, Roger? I said there was two teams. Listen to this. In the last 10 years, there were only two teams in the SEC that have lost 75 games in 10 years. That's 7.5 per game if you want to do the math.
And basically, they're one's on one end of the alphabet and the other one's right next to the end.
It's us.
Awesome, awesome, Vandy.
That's it. Yeah.
Great company to keep.
75 losses in 10 years. Good Lord.
I do think even if we had a favorable schedule, we still would suck. Past 10 years.
I don't think we wouldn't have went 2-10.
Yeah, maybe not that bad. I don't think it would have made us bowl eligible or anything like that.
BYU.
See, I could maybe push back on that. I mean, you go look at, just since we're talking Missouri, look at Missouri's schedule the last 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, it's just, it's pitiful.
Did you see who their quarterback is this year
for Missouri?
You know who it is, Justin?
Is it Sean Preble?
I don't.
No. They got the kid, and Roger, I was talking with Keith Ingram, who is an Arkansas guy but also knows all about Ole Miss. So Austin Simmons was the quarterback kid at Ole Miss beat out at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
The transfer from Division II.
Yeah, okay.
He beats out this dude against us. He comes in. Remember Paul Simmons said, if that kid ever gets a starting job, and he said he'll never lose it.
Right.
And he didn't. He's making $6 million a year now. So the starting quarterback then was Austin Simmons. He transfers to Missouri. So he was a pretty good quarterback, too. Now, he didn't get
any, he was a good player.
You know. What's the name of the guy? Ole Miss.
Chambliss.
Yeah. So I hear he's making $6 million is what I hear. Can you believe that? I mean, Iowa number 23. Illinois, Brett Bielema back in the preseason top 25. They were 9-4 last year. And then Louisville, number 25 in the ACC, which is, again, not as good, you know. We were saying, too, Justin, you know, we got SEC Media Days next week, and I was saying you really don't have the superstars in the league like you used to with, you know, you go in there and Johnny Manziel there,
Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney.
But you do have, somebody reminded me, he hadn't really proven himself in a big way, but a big name, Arch Manning. He's probably the biggest name in the conference in terms of star power. Is anybody else?
Yeah.
Can you name one other? Can you name anybody?
No,
there's not.
Is the kid
from Vanderbilt still there?
Well, he's gone.
No, yeah, he would be. That's probably true. That's probably true. It's just, you know what's crazy too, Justin, when you look at the I think I sent you a couple of these, actually, with the books. The Athlon, if you look in there, we're not mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have one name. That you have to dig to find Quincy Rhodes.
Yeah.
And he's I think second team all SEC in those, all those things.
What's he making?
I think I heard $1 million. Isn't that not crazy? Now I will say this, Roger, you made the point the other day. He's one of the few, maybe the only. I take that back. Who was it? Did Danny say was the only kid that's been there 4 years. That he would have started as a freshman. The only player, you know, like used to be, everybody did that. You'd go for either.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
I agree. It's sad to say that, you know, that's nice to see these days, but I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's a good kid. I like him. Hey, how about that, Roger? $1 million a year. Yeah.
Arkansas kid, right?
Arkansas kid, North Little Rock.
Or am I wrong? On another fifth, okay. On the number 50 team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's getting that for being on a terrible team. He got that, you know, probably made $700,000 last year.
You know what? You might make a lot of money if you're real good and you go to a team that blows.
Yeah. But that was important, I think, for Silverfield to get him and KJ Jackson, remember?
Well, we'll see, because Silverfield's no pawn.
Oh, that's what's on the cover.
No
Justin, I know you've got to be around. You've got
put time that face up there
to be around Coach, and he's really nice. I like him too. I don't know what this expression he's got. I'm trying to figure out if he's mad.
No, he's not mad. He's playing chess. See, that's his chess play.
That's the chess
he's
face.
Getting ready. You know what? He's getting ready to king you.
If you got your YouTube up, I'm showing. It's sort of an interesting look. He looks a little teed off. I think I would be too.
What do you call it in chess? Checkmate. Checkmate is what he's doing. That's a checkmate face.
Yeah, this.
I don't think he has a power washer though.
I mean, look how thick this thing is. Look at all the teeth.
We've got a few.
We gotta look up Poen. Where's Poen? We'll take a break.
Look up Poen on there. We had somebody else that wanted you to look up their team as well. I can't see who it is. I'm sorry now.
You go to the back. You look up in alphabetical order. Where's it? Poen is page 545. Good Lord.
Right, well, he's looking that up when we come back. Also, Justin, be thinking of your comments on the new naming rights to the stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's happened.
We'll be right back. It is Morning Mayhem. Last break for the morning.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower, actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you can save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And the match is about to begin.
Most of the team is out with COVID-19, so there'll be some substitutes tonight.
What's this? We have an unexpected guest on the field.
It's a dog, but they could do with extra players.
She's going for the ball.
Are front paws, hands or feet?
Soccer season is full of surprises, and COVID-19 could be one of them. If you test positive, prescription medications may help. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Learn more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Just joined the show. Our man Justin Moore back with us. Morning Mayhem fully assembled today.
Justin, I hope you've had a good time today, buddy. Just want to make sure that I let you know that you know everything that we've done is all in jest and fun and having a little bit of fun. And I don't mean to overdo it or anything.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Okay, well, it's great to be back.
Great to have you back. Phil Elson joins us. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Hey, Phil, say hello to Justin.
Hi, Justin. Good to have
you, Phil.
Back,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Trying to think if you had started. Huh. Did you start before Justin?
I think it was the first week I was here. Justin was I was in the SEC tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned
been a while.
Justin, since you were not here yesterday, it was when we were talking about the draft and a record for the Razorbacks in terms 12. Of draft for baseball.
I mean, they had the most players drafted of anybody.
And the set a record, first time ever in college baseball history, right? Back-to-back years with two first-round draft choices as a pitcher, right?
I think so.
How about that?
Yeah. It's a little difficult sometimes to balance leading the nation in draft picks and get knocked out of a regional.
Correct. That's where everybody
it's
goes.
It's really difficult to balance those two things. There's so much talent there, but keep in mind, some of that talent, one of those first round picks didn't even throw a pitch this year.
Yep.
And they were just hoping he would. So
Cam Kozier, by the way, our guy that we've had on now the last 2 years. Third round, is that right?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, third round, two.
I'm interested to see what position he plays in the future, because Dave and even Coach DeBrine talked about that he's got the body type for a catcher, and learning that position would make him, I mean, he's already going to be a valuable player because he can play short, he can play second, he can play first. We saw him do that at Arkansas. But if you can catch too and really be like a true utility man, careers like that last a long time.
Where would you play?
I liked him at second base.
I was going to say, that's what I thought.
I agree.
Helfrick,
there's a lot of similarities between second base and catching. The body type and stuff like that. I mean, look at Biggio, for example.
Usually they'll put a second baseman because he doesn't have the shortstop or third baseman's arm or the range either. But I don't look at that as a thing, because I saw him show, I don't think he's got the shortstop range, but he's got the athleticism to play there. And catcher, you got to be athletic too. Just watch Helfrick.
Yeah,
Helfrick. He's as athletic as it gets.
15th pick overall, right? Is that right? 15th?
Was that what it was? I forget the number.
Yeah.
It was close to.
That's right.
I think it's the highest that we've ever had. Of course, we've had Pagnazzi and others, but I think that's the highest we've ever had a catcher go, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think so, by far. I heard you yesterday. I wanted to ask Justin, because I know Justin loves baseball. Roger, I don't know if you heard it. the discussion you have with Acree about foul pole, fair pole.
Well, that's like, I guess I've sort of branded myself. Yeah, with this in the last 12 years.
Most people call them foul poles.
Yeah,
but you say if the ball's in play, you call it a fair pole.
I don't like the term foul pole at all because it's a fair ball when the ball hits it. So I understand it shows it in the rule book, and that's what everybody calls it.
Are you the only one that made that kind of take?
No, people have been saying this for a long time. You'll hear major league announcers sometimes use that term too.
Is that something that sounds right to you?
Well, I mean, it's hard to disagree with what he's saying because he's exactly
but
right.
But you don't hear that as much.
I'd say out of every time somebody mentions the poll, 2 out of 10 somebody says fair poll. So maybe I just like being different.
And you're sticking with your guns, aren't you?
Well, so here's the thing: is like I am stubborn about this. I learned the word obstinate about 8 years ago. Being stubborn for the sake of stubbornness. That's me. So I told Bubba when he first heard me say that, it was like, I will never use the term foul pole or foul line on a broadcast, and I don't. It's either a big yellow pole or a fair pole if the ball hits it, or it's the right field line, first baseline, or left field line, third baseline.
Right.
The word foul line, the words foul pole do not exist.
What's happening on the show today?
A lot of that.
Yes.
No, kidding. No. The Hogs got a big commit today for men's basketball. Caleb Origu, 6'10".
He committed this morning. Thank God. So he made us wait long enough.
What's the scoop on him?
This could be an 8-man freshman class. So if he reclassifies, which Davion Thompson very well could too, and they're both playing at the Peach Jam, which starts today in Georgia, Thompson is expected to reclassify once this week is over. Origu, I think, too, which means you'll have an 8-man
Is that good?
I don't know.
Is that good?
Or not if we want to win a title. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it good to help us win?
For fun factor, it's good.
There's so much high-end talent.
Origu was a huge, huge missing piece, in my opinion.
We need another big man.
Is he a four or five? I just wonder. He's a five.
But is he going to be?
I don't know
a real
if he's going to be
SEC five at the age of 17 or 18 or whatever age he's going to be if he reclassifies. Because he's going to be going up against...
I think he's good enough, personally.
Yeah, he's going to be going up against grown men that are... Like, look at Florida.
Have you seen the way he looks? Is he going to be a starter?
I don't know.
I don't think he'll start.
I'd be surprised.
He'll start, but I bet he plays substantial minutes.
Justin, are you concerned? I thought Khaled told us a year ago, hey, we're playing against 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds. That you would think if you need some of those two, are we going down the right path?
I mean, it would be ideal you'd have some more experience, but I'll take talent all day over experience.
Well, you certainly had. Did you see where Malik Thomas had 35 last night?
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. It's not even a matter of volume shooting. Shooting 50%.
Yeah,
Roger.
We didn't care last year about Acuff's lack of experience.
No. I think you can have a few of those. I think you just got to have maybe a few others that are. Of course, we got Billy Goat coming back. That's good.
That's true. There's a little bit of truth.
And
in
you
the
got
idea.
Wilkinson from Georgia. He transferred from.
Baseball leads the nation in draft picks. Exit in a region.
Yeah, that's right.
If you led the nation in draft picks, or at least had three go in the first two rounds, you may expect to get farther than the Sweet 16.
Yeah. Roger, we got to hit the road, buddy.
Come on.
Dallas, here we come. And hell's coming with us. All right, Justin, great to have you back, buddy.
Hey, Bob. Likewise.
Christian, good job. Roger, Gus Gassett, grab it and go. Dallas.
Well, that's where the gas card is. Let's do it.
Zone's up next.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's a Low T Center 250 for 250 offer celebrating freedom. Visit fixmylowt.com.